Okay, everybody, we're here again. And we're live now on BBS Radio. And if you're listening to the archives, I guess we're still live because we're talking to you. So, today is October 31st, 2012, the last day of the month here. And I guess for some people, maybe the trick-or-treat night for you all. And we can do some clearing for maybe the people that have contacted other people that took on entities. Maybe you're giving out candy or something, or you saw people on the streets, and some look like maybe witches or ghouls or whatever, just weird costumes, and they may have had a lot of entities around them, and maybe you touched them, gave them some candy, and those energies hopped into you. So this is the other side of the story. And so that's just the way it is. And this is probably, for me, one of the holidays that should probably not even be repeated each year because of the ignorance of the parents and the people doing it, bringing in all this negative energies and things like this here. But I don't want to get into too much judgment, but it does harm a lot of people, even though it looks like it's a night to have candy. And we all know what candy does with sugar in it. That's the dentist's best friend. So I'll turn it over to you, Carrie. Are you out there somewhere?
I am. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody. Good evening. So today, October 31st, we're on Station 1 tonight. Wednesday, of course, is normally our self-empowerment night. So if you have any questions or stories about self-empowerment, we'd love to have calls on that topic. The numbers tonight listed under the play button, on the bbsradio.com page, Creation Lightship page, are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, the country code plus area code 530-413-5011. So, well, Ed is noticing tonight, Ron, that his clock is 11 minutes fast tonight. There's that 11
again. Well, check your finger, Ed. See where your finger is. Is the clock fast, or just see where your finger is pointing in front of you? Fact. This is a test for everybody. Put your finger out in front of you and just see where it lands. Is it straight in front of you or is it to the left or the right? Well, mine's in front of me, so it means that I'm here. And you may be here listening to us from the past or the future. They can do that too. So just don't ask me a question about how they do that. That's what happens. So let's...
Ron, if we're not here, if our finger's not in the middle, maybe you want to describe what people need to do to get themselves here.
Oh, yeah, okay. So if your finger's not in the middle and it's to the left, then you're living in the past. And you can just move your finger slowly so it's directly in front of you, you know, where you look, we'll say, in front of your nose, a couple feet in front of you, we'll say.
NEMA online.
And, what's that?
We have a caller.
Okay. And so if your finger is to the right, then you are in the future. So you want to move your finger then back to the left till it's on center to be in the moment here. So I'll turn it over to you, Carrie.
Okay. So I believe we have a caller. So would you like to go ahead, caller?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A couple of questions. First one is, I've noticed a lot of the gas stations around where I live, they indicate you can buy two items, like two drinks for $2.22, or they have like three for $3.33 or five for five. You know, they repeat numbers, uh-huh. Which I found interesting. I don't know if anybody else has noticed this around their gas stations. The second thing is, my grandma on my dad's side, the family passed away half a year ago, and I don't intend to have recorded, but I want to see right now by bringing her up on the show, but I want to see what happened to her. I've done a couple of clearings for her. Go ahead.
Her spirit is out of here, Nima. And it looks like so is her emotional body. So you shouldn't really feel her presence around at all. So that's what I would tell you. Both are released.
Okay. And the third question, whatever happened to the Billy Meyer Palladians?
Well, I don't know. I haven't had contact with them ever since we basically saw them. I think they came once just for a short time. But I have not been able to work with them or even look for them to work with. So that was quite a while ago, probably, I can't remember, a year and a half ago or something. So, or maybe a year ago, but I have not had any contact with them. I know they all got saved since we had to rematerialize them in their ships. There was four ships, I think. How many, I can't remember. But other than that, I have no contact with him whatsoever. I have had to battle some Palladians recently, but other than that, these were not the ones.
So these Palladians from regards to Billy Meyer, they are from the light. Then they're good, or these specific ones.
I won't say that they were good. What I can say is that they were attacked by some other alien races, and because of that, they got terminated. They were doing something. Remember, even though they could be from darkness, we'll just say that they were from darkness, okay? So an alien race is from darkness, and they're on this planet because they were in the underground, and if another alien race of darkness attacks another dark alien race, the alien race, that attack will be terminated if that's in the process of what we're doing. The other alien race that was working with a gentleman who was human, but down below working to bring forth maybe inventions, I won't give his name out at all because that's not probably proper, I don't think, but it was just the thing that the other aliens were attacking them, and they got terminated, and we had to repiece together the ships and all the different life forms that got terminated in the battle. So they, even though they could have been from darkness, they went on their way and left. And that's perfectly fine, because they weren't really causing any harm here. They weren't being aggressive. So that's the way I can see that, okay? And they could have even been created from the light, but they may have switched over into darkness a little bit, because if they're here, they're in the darkness. That's why everybody on this planet is, because they're choosing to think and choosing to use mass consciousness, universal mind, and if you know about them, then they're in the darkness. Because light will never show itself as a life form the location where we are here on this planet. They just don't show up. You won't see anything of light coming. So hopefully that's
right,
too deep for some people.
Okay. Hold on. All right, am I still working for the Russian military or no? With the Russian military?
Yeah, you are. That's what you're doing. Uh-huh.
Okay, my grandma, so you said she's gone. Is she to her home base, or is she waiting on 8th Earth? Any ideas, Flagship?
Yeah, she's probably in contamination right now, so that's what I say. But she's in the quarantine area.
Okay. All right. And you've repeatedly said multiple times in regards to us being like cat food. Now, what year is this? Is this like 2014, 2050? In regards to the humans on the surface, not the underground, who are taken underground or off planet, but those on the surface, when would they be cat food?
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that movie that came out that had the cat food in the can. That was, District 9. And so they said they would be coming back in 3 years, which kind of meant another movie. And I think it's been about 3 years, but I don't have any predictions in the future about humans being in cans, but I can't get into that because I don't know. Well, thank you for calling. I only live in the moment. Okay, back to you,
okay.
Carrie.
All right. So Maxine is wondering, what clearings or healings would work for missing time. So if you have missing time, you're aware that you have missing time, what would you suggest for people who are experiencing that?
Yeah, the first clearing to do is one for a timeline for the missing time, because you want to get off that timeline. So we'll say that you realize that you're doing something and you lost an hour in the day, then you want to do a timeline crash for that, so that you're able to get off of that timeline because you're probably still beyond it. So a timeline crash is what you want to do for that, and also maybe a space-time crash after that. But if you do have missing time, that's a good indication that you work here. And how many timelines are you on? You could be on 100 timelines or more. So I would look at that and set the timer probably for 5 minutes instead of 15 minutes. I put up multiple windows and just do it. That will help get you back here. Remember, that's an indication. If you don't know that you weren't, if you know that you weren't here, then you want to get back here. And that's why you want to do the clearing, so that you're not strung out there in the beyond or someplace. So if we do have any more callers, I would just like to have it for people who have had an experience with one of the clearings on the website and how that has maybe helped their life or what else to do. So that's what we would like to have the callers talk about, so we can stand focused tonight for our self-empowerment. And I'll do an emotional clearing for everybody. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I got a quick email from somebody. Wanted to know what phone number to call in on, so somebody could maybe type that so I can send them a quick message. That would be great. And my computer is just getting a white screen on it, so I'll see what happens with that. But here we go. Let's do a clearing now. If you happen to brush against or touch some person tonight, a trick-or-treater, and maybe you felt yourself getting slimed, and they may have looked really cute, but you may have had a backlash repercussion from that. So here we go. Think of that person that maybe slimed you. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Let's do one for like a media clearing. Some people have been talking about it, possibly telling people where events are and stuff. And here we go. So, remember, most cities have a special building somewhere where they have haunted houses and things, you know, and it draws a lot of people. You may have heard about it, and that possibly could have ported you. So let's release this here. And again, see how your body's feeling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you again.
Okay. I'm just thinking about all the costumes and decorations and stuff that in the stores right now to do with Halloween, and even if we're not taking part in Halloween in any way, we've seen this and possibly gotten courted to it. So what about a clearing for that? You said you wanted to do some clearings tonight around Halloween, and I just It just occurred to me that probably most of us are not actually taking part, but we've seen all the stuff.
Okay, so we'll do a cording here, a cording release. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So just to say something on the comical side here, this gentleman was walking a little dog, and it looked very, very cute, and it had a little wrap around it, you know, to keep it from being cold, and looked like a hot dog bun. And the top of it, you know, showed part of the hot dog, you know, with maybe some crisscrosses of either ketchup or mustard on it or something. So it was pretty cute, but boy, what if the dog thought it was going to be a meal? But anyway, very cute. Anyway, things happen. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So Tasha, going back to the topic of Ed and his clock and the Be Here Now exercises, was asking about a Be Here Now clearing on the show tonight, but I just want to remind everybody that that is a free clearing on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. On the homepage there, if you scroll down on the left, you'll get the drop-down box, with sample clearings, which are the free ones, and in there you'll find the Be Here Now clearing. So I don't know if you want to do that one, Ron, for people, or just we'll just direct them to the website.
Yeah, we can do a Be Here Now. So here we go. This is going to bring your spirit back here. That's the first one here. So coming back, see if your body jerks or changes somewhat. I'll count to five to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And we'll bring the body back. And here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that'll help you get yourself a little more here. We have a lot more information about that type of clearing with the clone replicas and stuff, but this will help to bring more of what you have in the body that you have now with you. So let's make sure your spirit's in your body properly. So we're going to take you out of your body and put you back in, going out and in there, and just see if you happen to have more energy. If you have more energy, that means that your spirit was probably in crooked. Maybe it could be possibly broken in half. Sometimes I've seen spirits where their torso's fine, but the whole body, head and stuff is twisted backwards. I've seen people in the body upside down and everything else. So this is a great clearing. So here we go. We'll do it again here. We'll empower your spirit, bringing in some source energy to it. And think of a condition that you might have, and we'll see if we can put a little more energy in that to help healing. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to do so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So let's see what else is going on here. Anything on the fast chat, Carrie?
Well, Iron Man is asking for a sample clearing for loneliness and isolation.
Okay, loneliness. Here we go. I think that's on the website, too, as a whole lifetime clearing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's on any of the Jumpstart ones or the self-empowerment one or not, but here we go, loneliness. So think of yourself as being lonely or maybe rejected. It's hard to say what that would mean to you. Maybe you're just running a program for being lonely, and you're not really lonely at all. So let's just do whatever seems to work here for you. So one, clear the energy away. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And for loneliness two, we'll do a mind loop one. You could be running a mind loop program for that, not even knowing that you're dealing with it. And here we go. So mind loop clearing, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, kind of heavy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And what was the second one, Carrie? Loneliness and what?
Isolation.
Isolation. Okay. Okay, here we go. Let's see what this does. So clearing that away. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm not able to get into clsquestions@yahoo.com right now, so if you sent anything over there that you want read tonight, looks like I'm only going to be able to read the fast chat, so just so you know, I'm not ignoring that email address. I just can't get in right now, so if any of you sent anything over there for tonight, please do just type it into the fast chat here on bbsradio.com. Somebody, let me go back a sec here, a page on the fast chat. I just wanted to read Sasha is mentioning, I guess Sasha just did the death barcode clearing and says that the death barcode is horrible to have on us, and thanking you, Ron, for having a way to clear that off. So maybe while we're waiting for some more questions, I've got to scroll through some stuff here because I was trying to get into the other place. If you want to describe the death barcode clearing, because particularly as we get older, that one can really mess us up.
Yeah, the death barcode. When you're born, you're here, and then naturally at some time in your life, you will have no life, and that's when you die. And it depends what that time is. So you go through many stages of that, of the dying process. A lot of them are a close call with death, you know, where you know that you could have died, but you somehow didn't. And each time you go through one of those, it's a death barcode. So they just didn't get you enough. The saddest part for me on the death barcodes is, and you probably all know somebody like this here, we'll just talk about hypothetically a person in high school who's maybe playing football. That's one of the more rougher games out there. And they're, you know, they played football for their whole life, and they're in high school now. Maybe they're a senior, and everybody, you know, loves that person playing the, you know, game of football, and they're one of the stars. And all of a sudden, the person gets tackled, breaks his neck. Now they're paralyzed in a wheelchair for life. All of their hopes and dreams are gone. Well, that's a death barcode. Does the person wish that they were dead? Very possibly. But now they feel that, well, gee, they got to live for probably another maybe 50 years or so in a wheelchair. And then maybe they develop some kind of rash on their body, which could possibly kill them from sitting in the wheelchair, or maybe bed sore, something like that. And it's causing a lot of pain. They wish they were dead, and then all of a sudden they kind of get that taken care of, and they're still even more miserable now. And it just kind of goes on and on and on. Maybe they can't move their legs, and they get atrophied and have to have amputations. So each one of these here is a death barcode. Typically, that's the worst-case scenario. For other people, it's just having a near, you know, a brush with death. I won't use the word that people talk about, a near-death experience. That's what it really is, because you are having an experience that could kill you. But that word is used differently. People who, you know, have come back into their body. But what happens each time you have one of these, you go through a death barcode, your body loses some of its life force energy. I think the first one probably takes away about a third of that. So if you have done the clearing, which takes 2 hours per barcode, and if you're interested in doing it, just send me an email and I can tell you, just give me your name and how many barcodes you have. But the main thing is each time you do one, you feel better. And you may start to feel younger because all this stress that was put on you is released because you're still dealing with that energy. It's still there. It's death lurking on you. One person even said they actually smelt death around them during the process, and it was just awful. But, you know, that's somebody who is probably very, very sensitive. But I think most people who have done it will probably say that they do feel much better. And the other person said they were fine, and I think they had 6 death barcodes, and they got to the last one, and they got very emotional. That was because probably it's just lurking just around the corner. But basically, that's what you do. You get that off of you so you can feel better. You normally don't pick up extra death barcodes, but some people do. You know, if you have had one, send me an email. Say, Ron, I did a death barcode, say, a year ago. Do I have any more on me? And I can tell you if you do or not. But most people don't have them. So anyway, it's a way to get yourself feeling better because you get these things released. The cost is $150, and included with that is your stress death barcode. And so typically you have 2 clearings, we'll just say $75 a piece, another way of looking at it. And you have to do... it's nice to do both of them. Most people don't have that much time to sit at their computer maybe for, say, 10 hours if you have 5 death barcodes. So, and then they have to do the other one, so they do them like a week apart. So do the death first of all, and then do the stress after that when you choose to. Just go back in and, you know, get onto the clearing and click the little button that says stress death barcode and start all over again on it. There's a drop-down box that you can drop down. And it's from, I think, maybe 0 through maybe 20, I think. And just do one and then do that whole process and then go to number 2 and do that whole process. And that's it. So it clears your emotions and a spirit infusion also with that. And it's a wonderful clearing. And so what you're doing is you're taking away the energies that would basically kill you by these unwanted universal travelers. Or you could just say, the planets are going to kill me. That's in my natal chart, and so I'm getting them off of a better life. So that's another way of looking at it. So it's a good clearing to do. And people do look more vital afterwards. Sometimes if you have any, you know, if you're holding stress in your body, not knowing why, it could be from having the death barcode. And you may look actually younger afterwards. So everybody has their own experience. I had a couple of people say they didn't feel anything at all, which is okay. Not everybody feels it. But most people will feel better. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Eric is asking if you could activate the light being.
Yeah, so bring us a light being, then we can do that for everybody. So scroll down on the BBS page, and you're going to see a large light being there. And I'll activate that for an hour and a half, so it'll go off in an hour and a half from now. Straight up on the hour since we didn't start at the beginning here. So here we go. And I'll bring in the males tonight since we have Halloween and you may need to have some more energy coming into you. So here we go. And all the light beings carry the 12 source energies with them. So you're going to be feeling a lot of energy from the light being. Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And if you haven't watched the video of the barking cat, if you're brand new to the program, just go on YouTube and look at that. It'll let you know what entities are like, because the or being possessed, because the cat that barks was possessed by a dog. And then when they, you can just watch it. I won't go into it too much, but it is an eye opener. And we're talking about entities for people on Halloween here, as they can jump your body. So you don't know what these people are carrying. Just because they put a costume on, thinking that they're safe, they're going to be bringing with them the energies of maybe that actual being, whoever they're portraying coming into them. If not one, maybe lots. So it allows the day, you know, the day of the dead, we'll call it, for you know, these dead things to come out to haunt people and to be with their energy. So I can't get into judgment too much, but to me, like I said, this holiday, this whatever it's for, should not even be in existence. Once you know about entities and how they can harm you and take over your body, your consciousness, your thinking, and even cause you physical pain. So what we'll do is an experiment here. If you have seen trick-or-treaters tonight, or you brushed by them or handed them candy or something, maybe you picked up a bad Scooby. Maybe you have a pain in your body because they body hopped into you, these emotional bodies of these energies, and you may have that pain. So let's take it off. Maybe that the child that was initially connected to one of these energies maybe had pain and it came into you. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and enjoy the light being here. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. So we've got some more questions. Let's see. I did get into the CLS questions, and there's a question from Randy. So I'm going to get to that in a sec, Randy. Well, no, let's do that one now, actually, because you've just been talking about entities. This is a nice tale of becoming more self-empowered, Ron. I think you'll like this one. Randy purchased the unlimited entity removal clearing. So that's a whole life one plus the unlimited. And he's done that, and it enabled him to give up smoking a month and a half ago. But he's asking if you could take a look at his physical body and pinpoint what might be causing some inflammation an infection in his nose, mouth, and ears. I guess he's feeling perhaps that was to do with being a smoker. I'm not sure. First part of the question.
Yeah, I'm looking here. So we'll look at everybody else, too. Whenever I do a clearing for one person, it works for everybody, whether you have it or not, or it's in your distant past. So here we go. I'm just seeing like spiderweb energies. So whatever that means to you or whatever it is, just take this away. So we'll start pulling these out of you. If you make your nose kind of make a movement kind of funny, you know, or something, or your cheeks moving around, it's because we're taking away the spiderweb, we'll say matrix that's connected to you. How or why it's there, I don't know, but this is what I'm seeing. And taking this away here. Oh, boy. More being released. A little heavy here. Okay. There we go. Okay, there we go. There, see how that works there for everybody. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I felt that too, actually, on the right side of my nose, in the sinus cavity area there in my cheek. Okay, thank you. So the second part of Randy's question is, I guess, relating to the entity clearing. He's wondering what happens to the entities when you do that clearing.
The entity clearing, the entities are returned back to the energy of the Earth. So ideally the Earth spirit would take the energies, but since it's not here, I would imagine the placeholders are kind of taking care of that process. I haven't really looked too much, but that's where they're going to, as it is a creation from the Earth spirit. So that's what I would say with that. Some entities are not from this from the creation of the Earth spirit. So those entities, you could just call them maybe shapeshifters or unwanted universal travelers. And if they get found, they're automatically destroyed, terminated. They should not be here to begin with. The entities that we talk about that come into people are emotional bodies of people that have lived here. And they should be, released as a person, dies. But somehow all that was taken away by the darkness to keep them recycling here. They got in there and did something with the energy, severed it, so the Earth spirit couldn't find them. But ideally, it should go right back to the Earth spirit. But if they are an alien life form that's in you as an entity, then they would be terminated. They should not be in your body. That's much like we do on the 8-hour calls, getting rid of the parasitic life forms. So I would say that the spider web connected to the face would be part of the alien parasitic life forms that are attached to people. And that clearing is also up if you don't want to get on the 8-hour calls. It's under the alien attack page. So back to you, Carrie. We have another clearing up, which includes that too, I think. Want to talk about that briefly, you can, Carrie.
The Mind Matrix bundle, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, so yes, yeah.
Yeah, I think the codes actually ran out yesterday. We need to get those renewed for that bundle. But that one, let me just pull that up real quick if I can. No, I don't think I can. Oh, gosh, wait a minute. Well, while I'm looking for that, I did just want to mention for Randy and anybody else, there is the whole life infection body clearing that Ron has on his website, creationlightship.com, and that clearing is included in the body jumpstart. So if you're dealing with some kind of chronic infection situation, those clearings, that, and then the mind of the body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic and twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation, all of those are grouped together for $200 in the body jumpstart. So if you want to do deeper work on physical healing, that's the bundle to get. Okay, so the Mind Matrix bundle, which Ron had given away, let's see, where are we now? End of October. So in September, for the people who did the September intensive, that bundle was put together, and
yeah, go ahead. And it should be online too as a paid one, I believe. But not all to check
yes.
on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the codes are available for that because I know the ones that were given out in September they ran out yesterday. But that is available online, this bundle, and we'll check and see if there are codes available already. There may well be, and that includes the Mind Matrix barcode removal. The cellular mental clearing, which we've talked about on shows recently, the orb clearing, that one and the cellular mental are both whole life clearings, and then the alien attack page, Ron, that you were just referring to. So that's the bundle that includes the alien attack page.
Yeah, and also if you do have something with your skin going on, you may just want to go on and do some skin misting water. Only $1, and just do that and just see if it helps you, you know. Maybe do a week of that and put it into a little misting bottle and just see how that works. But the other clearing is for much deeper healing, you know, where there's, you know, many things that it could be, and it goes through the body system. So it's a great clearing. Like if you have an owie or something, just do the skin misting bottle, and that may correct it. Maybe, in fact, one person I was talking about that, they were somehow working in the kitchen, and I guess the frying pan had, you know, this is kind of paraphrasing it here, maybe had, you know, it was maybe a cast iron frying pan was on the stove, and it was turned on, and the person grabbed it by mistake, not realizing that it was really hot. I had a really bad blister, and the person needed to do typing at their job because, you know, they worked on the computer a lot. And all of a sudden, the big blister formed, got some skin misting water, I believe, and sprayed it, and the next day, it was all well. I can't guarantee that, but that was just one person's experience. And I guess they were kind of amazed that it worked that quickly, but I've had other people talk about things like that, too. Well, I can't make any claims, but do try it, and a lot of people love the skin misting water. So you could do that, too. We had something from Iron Man about which is probably true, you know, the costumes are covering up the entities. So, guess who's coming for dinner? You know, that could be taken two different ways, you know? So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So, let's look here. We had a question a while ago from Q. Are we here on Earth to experience things? There are a lot of experiences I could do without.
Well, yet you're not in free choice then, huh? Yeah. You're here to be in the moment, to choose what you want to do in that moment. And then you're in another moment, and it's what you want to do from there. So each moment goes by. In the darkness, they give you a timeline. And that's the difference. See, when you're on a timeline, you're normally not in the moment, because you're in the movie script, and you're that star player, and you're being controlled to do things against your free will, free choice. When you're in the moment, all that stops. And what's the common denominator for everything? Thinking. You don't think, and all of a sudden, you become peaceful. And I'll do the mind-to-heart drop now for everybody, and we'll get some questions, maybe, or not. Here we go. Mind to heart drop, taking your awakening thoughts, your consciousness, what you think of inside of your head, and I would assume that's where most people think from, and dropping it down to your heart. Must command your spirit, very, very important, so commanding your spirit to drop down. So here we go, dropping down into your heart center. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So if you think a thought now, just try to think, and you won't be able to think because you'll be at peace. If you're not at peace, then do it again. And there could be something wrong with you right now if you're not peaceful. So here we go. I'll do that again for everybody. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you're not in your heart, there's something going on. This works for, you know, almost everybody that I do it on. You know, 99.9% of the people, they feel peaceful, cannot get a thought. And it depends, you know, how much you want to push yourself away from peace. But you're in peace right now. This is source energy, and you should not even have a question. So we'll have Carrie bring some up. You can just listen. And you'll be losing time right now, typically, when you're in this peaceful state, because time does not exist. The clock is still ticking, but you're not attached to time. Remember, time flies when you're having fun. And that's the old saying that we used to say. And that's true, because you're not attached to time. And you're having fun, you're just doing what you want to do. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Randy is thanking you for the clearing he requested, Ron, and he's saying he runs the entity clearing every few days. And Liz says that when you cleared the spiderweb energy from us, her phone jumped and made a weird noise. So I don't know. You must have spiderwebs in your phone there, Liz. Janice is asking for a sample of the darkness to light clearing. Remember that
darkness
one you used to have? You used to have it up as under the free section a long time ago.
Yeah, okay, darkness to light. So that, what that'll do is take the energies that are attached to you that are darkness beings and bring them into the light. So this will only work live right now for everybody. So here we go. And I might bring back some of those clearings, you know, maybe in the next, you know, few months or so. You have to have your emotional whole lifetime clearing done before you can even use them for them to work, because otherwise it's just too hard on me. But here we go. May put it on a little package bundle or something for people, maybe for 1 month usage. So here we go. Dark side entities that are connected to you. Right now we're freezing them in time here, and it will take them away. If your body even changes temperature, it means that they're leaving you. So here we go. And these energies now will have the chance to go to the light. So they can say yes or no. And if they say no, then they're terminated. If they say yes, then they can have a life in the light, but not attached to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and Sharina is asking about the November intensive. So I've got my little sheet here, so we'll go over that real quick. So the November intensive starts up again on the 10th for the four-hour Saturday session, physical healing and ascension preparation. And then the next day, the 11th, Sunday, and then Sunday the 18th and Sunday the 25th will be the 8-hour marathons. So this is $200 for all of that, 28 hours of healing, and then, of course, we are on the lightship in quarantine for the other portions of the month once that gets going, being worked on and helped by the light being doctors. Now, the Shireen is asking if there's a bonus this month. Ron, you're throwing in this month for a discounted rate of $100 for everybody that purchases the November intensive. Ron's throwing in all the weekday, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday calls for November for $100. So do you want to add anything there, Ron?
No, that's basically it.
Okay.
That way you can get off all the calls. The call today, tonight was for water charging. So if you don't know what that's about, I'll just describe that just briefly here. You get 7 containers of water. You can get a quart of water if you drink that in a day, up to maybe a gallon. It's up to you. So we have the swans today come, goldfish, swordfish, the turtles, penguins, mermaids, and the golden whale. Those are what charged the water up today. And each water is designed or made just for you for that day. Carry special light codes in it. And each time you drink one bottle of water, then the next one for the next day will come into effect, and it will be just consecutive and have certain healing codes in it for what you need. The most one thing that somebody emailed me with or something, they said, Ron, my water, when I charged it up initially on the call, had like a bubble on the bottom of it the size of a quarter. And now this was a sealed water container that they bought at the store, which most people do. You know, you have sealed water bottles. And then they got to that day, and they poured the water into a glass, and that bubble appeared on the bottom of the glass. Then they poured some more, and another bubble of water bubble appeared in the water in their glass. So whatever they drank, they had a little glass, little bubble of water in their glass of water, just like it is in the one that they had. So that was kind of interesting. Another thing people comment on is that the water containers all of a sudden get bubbles in them. So that's kind of neat. But everybody has their own experiences, and the water is very, very good. It's very fluid, very juicy. We'll say it goes down instantly, and it's very slick. It's amazing to watch people. I see them at the expos, and we charge water up, and some people bring two containers of water instead of a glass. But when you put it in your mouth, instantly people drink, and they all smile and like it. So it's, that's what we do at the expos for people, is water charging. And it's really different. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. All right. So let's see. I just wanted to add, if you're not able to, for anyone who hasn't been on the intensive before, you don't have to be on the telephone for all of the calls. The Sunday ones particularly can be a little difficult to be on for 8 hours. And once you're paid up and Ron knows that you're doing the intensives, you will be taken up to the light ship whether you're on the phone or not. So you can just send Ron a quick email and just say, I'm signed up, and please take me up absentee, and you'll be worked on just as though you were on the actual call. And you can come and go, too. If you want to be on part of the call and you need to go do something for part of the day, you can do it that way, too. It doesn't make any difference. Right, Ron? Do you want to say anything more about that for people that perhaps haven't been on these calls before? Because it is a little interesting or unusual to be able to be driving around doing your errands and be worked on at the same time. Want to explain how that works?
Correct, yeah. And you may feel something happening. You might feel some relief, tension or something during the call. So that's pretty normal. But yeah, you can be on it. Just check in if you want at the beginning and do your day if you have to go somewhere else. You don't have to be on the call continuously. And you can also do things in your house, be on your computer, you know, clean your windows or, you know, vacuum or whatever you need to do. Just leave the computer on if you want. Normally you'd be on a conference call or conference line phone, so you can hear. You're going to be on a phone on a conference call line, but you want to get a speakerphone, typically, to hear what we're talking about. But you don't have to. But that's what most people have. And then from there, just do what you want to do. If you need to leave your house, you know, that's fine. You're still going to be on the call. And if you do have a computer up, even on your own clearings, you may want to just put a picture up in front of your computer with the light being up. So, you know, just change the counter to be a certain time and leave the light being up. People do this on some of the clearings that you don't have to push buttons around on it. And you may even want to do spirit infusion. Get one of the clearings of spirit infusion as you're doing that clearing and put your, light being up and do spirit infusion for maybe, say, 600 minutes. And you can have it up on your computer, giving yourself some spirit energy. That's very nice. Some people have to leave their location. They don't have internet, but as long as the page is up on your computer, and the counter is still working, the clearing will work. And so that's the way that functions. And the clearings will work for the amount of time that you paid for them. So if you bought a clearing for a week, say from, say, Wednesday to Wednesday, just take note of that. You may still be able to get on the page on Thursday or Friday. But at that point, the counter may work, but the clearing will not. So it'll work for what you paid for. There are a few clearings that are like that. So you don't want to have the darkness come in and sabotage you for that. And let's see what else we talked about here. It looks like our show's about over. It went very fast. So I'll just leave the light being up and enjoy that for the next hour. And we'll see you later, everybody. And enjoy the evening. And hopefully the ghouls didn't get you. So we'll see you later. Blessings.
Okay. Thanks for all the clearings, Ron. Thanks for your questions, everybody. The next show will be at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on Friday here on bbsradio.com, and we'll be on Station 2. So good night, everybody.